Councillor Joe Garrahy is on the line. Councillor Garrahy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks for joining us. I'm well, and thank you, as I say, for joining us. We're talking and doing our best to highlight these really positive community initiatives that are arising from this dark time. And I know that you've been working very hard on efforts for the North Clare area over the last wee while. What's the state of play and what's in place there now?
Gavin, this has come about by, I suppose, the way events have moved on, as we know, very quickly over the last week, you know, and things are coming on us an awful lot more quickly than we've been prepared for. Mm. We saw an awful lot of people very kindly volunteering themselves to go and do errands for their neighbours and to help out like that. So it became very clear to me that a coordinated approach to that was required. But we had a lot of clubs and groups in our area. So, look, we're looking at a pilot program to get a model that would be able to be rolled out across the county. And what we've done is we've gone into the communities, we've spoken with the people we work with on a daily basis through sport or community groups, and we've established a support network that's aimed at giving a forum and a resource centre.
Okay. And which communities are we talking about? Sorry to cut you off. Which communities?
We're looking at, as well, on a pilot basis, and we've been talking to Niamh there, Andy Wiley, working with the Rural Development Officers in Clare County Council, Niamh and Margaret Cotter on this as well. So we're looking at, looking at a pilot and get the model established from Cairn, Newquay, Fionnuala, Ballyvaughan, Listonvarna, Kilfenora, Kilshanny, Doolan areas. So I suppose in a logistical perspective, we looked at this model for a start, trying to put it in place around a catchment that's already engaged and working together through either our Mary Mackett Secondary School and the sports clubs of the area, sure, like Burn Gael, Burn United, St. Brecon, that way. So we looked at a geographical, realistic model that was already connected, if you know what
I mean. And can I just ask then, and it makes sense, absolutely, and we'll bring Niamh in a second, but the coordination element, why is that important? So far, in many areas, we've seen different groups in their own communities or individuals, as you have said, they've put their hands up and say, we will help. Why is the coordination element needed as well?
Well, from a number of perspectives, particularly in rural areas, the people who may need assistance are spread out over wide geographical areas who may not have a lot of people living close to them who may be able to volunteer. But also to provide a central point, and look, again, I'll echo what Tony Killeen said there a while ago, Gavin, and a credit to Clare FM. We need trusted, embedded, well-established people in the situation that we're in. Mm. We certainly do not need the noise that we have seen and misinformation and scaremongering from other areas. So leave that to one side. We need recognized places where people can go and trust what they're being told. If they have an issue out in Muckinish Island or Muckinish Island, they can call a central area in the North Clare and get information that has brought down through HSE, coordinated through Clare County Council. And also, if you have volunteer burnout, clearly we're going to be looking at a solidarity exercise and supporting each other over.
And with that, the technology lets us down a wee bit. Robin, I might ask you just to see if you can get Joe Garrahy back in the line. I'll go to Niamh Wiley. Niamh, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. That's an odd one. But I suppose Gremlin's in the system. Niamh, of course, you're a Rural and Community Development Officer with Clare County Council. You were working with Councillor Garrahy, who we were just hearing from there, in respect of this one. And I think we kind of got near the end of his point. So we understand now why groups are being coordinated and the advantages of that in terms of being sustainable and trustworthy. Are we going to see more of these groups across Clare?
Well, I suppose just to roll it back, I suppose, you know, and just to add on to what Joe was saying, that I suppose now, you know, from the piece that was addressed last night, where we may be moving for a vulnerable elderly group to the cocooning stage.
Yes.
Now this is why a central system is vital. And I suppose I'll add a central structure with a local response, and that is really, really key. Mm-hmm. So I suppose on a voluntary capacity, I'm from East Clare, so some of yours might know, but I was involved this weekend in setting up the East Clare COVID-19 Community Response Group. They met on Friday night, and it was an army of soldiers, community soldiers, you could say, set up. The system went live on Sunday, and what I say live is there's a response telephone number that people can come through, and calls started to come in then.
Okay.
So this is a model now that has been set up. It's a central, response to a community, you know, support mechanism. And I'll just explain a little bit. It was a merging of all community leads, community groups together, and supporting the areas of Flagmont, Kilimena, Fecal, Scarf, Tungrania, Gunlow, Badike, Mount Shannon, Whitegate and Tulla.
Mm.
And that's a massive geographic spread. The first initial thing, I suppose, and we all live in so much social media, but the most vulnerable and our elderly are not in that category. So with that in mind, the first thing really was so important, and I suppose it's for all community groups out there that wish to run with this initiative, is for a mail drop to the house. So as we speak, there is 3,500 mail drops going out to East Clare, okay, every home in East Clare at the moment.
And that's important, and the services that will be offered, there's the likes of what we've heard already, the messages, the bottle of milk, the prescription, calling in, that sort of stuff, I presume.
Absolutely. It's community service, it's community, items, vital services, like your groceries, like your pharmacy, like, you know, even it could be down to your going to the vet for your farmer. So it's you know, all those things that we may forget, our farmers still have to survive also.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, those, and I would urge any community group to make sure that, okay, an IFA representative.
And what about then, and I want to keep it moving because I have a lot of other people, yeah, to get in the programme this morning. What about the other areas of Clare? Some have already got groups that have come forward, others maybe not as quite strong established. Will, yes, we see the initiatives, this sort of initiative expanded to cover all of the county in different areas?
Absolutely. Well, the Rural Development Officers are on hand to support this initiative to go forward.
So do you want groups to come to you then?
If there's an initiative that they're trying to get up off the ground, we will assist them. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I can give out that number later on if you wish.
Keep it handy and let people get pens and paper. So we will come back to that. Joe Garrahy, you're back in the line?
I am, Gavin.
Not a clue what happened there. You start to come across like you're underwater, but look, we'll carry on and hope. We've understood now that the model, that's been explained, and I think we get it, and we get the reasons behind it. And a massive well done as well to everybody who's putting their shoulder to the wheel for the good of their communities. What I suppose I need to get out of you now is, what do you want people to do? I'm thinking in particular those who need help, or also those who are willing to offer it.
Yeah, well, as I said, we have over 20 groups, 20 clubs and groups involved in this model that we're developing in the Burn area. It's called the Burn Community Mail. And you can use my number for the moment if you want to put it out there for people who want to become involved, because we're a little bit behind, Niamh, and we're signing off on a flyer today, and it will be printed and again being posted and dropped into every mailbox in the area, so they can contact me. We've also been working very closely with Sharon Meaney of the Clare Volunteer Centre, who's been really helpful. And again, this is why we want to do this properly. We want the recognised agencies and the people who know what they're talking about involved in this, from the HSE to everything else. Now, Sharon, I was speaking to her there this morning, so she has asked that I'll publicise the www.volunteerclare.ie and contact the Clare Volunteer Centre as well for any community groups who are interested in looking at this, or anybody who is interested in becoming involved in these groups. Sharon will refer them. She's involved with us.
Okay.
Well, we'll be involved. So Sharon will be a basis from the Volunteer Centre, because again, it's really important that we safeguard volunteers in this as well.
Absolutely.
And
I think we might give
carefully,
I was going to say, we might give Sharon a call for tomorrow, I think, on the programme, just in relation to this, though, because there will be a lot of people all over the county hoping for this, and you're both batting for your respective areas, and I completely understand that, but there's other areas in Clare.
Absolutely.
We'll say, you know,
and that's the model. We want this to be something that's able to be rolled out across the county. This isn't about North Clare or East Clare. This is about getting it right so that it can be replicated. And then we can, as a county, be able to connect with each other. And this is about solidarity and everybody working together.
And I can hear you concurring with that, Niamh.
Yes, and that is the model that we can all support each other, and we have, there's learning to be got here. You know, things are changing by the day, and let's work together move forward on this.
So leave your number of people, or what number should people call if they want to get groups in other areas?
I just want to relay the community response from East Clare.
Please.
Number 0685 865 9889. And my own number, my mobile number, is for communities to call me is 087-0611-943.
And that's it.
My colleagues...
Yes, go on.
Yeah, my colleagues, so in West Clare and parts of North Clare is Margaret Cotter, the World Development Officer. Her mobile is 087-108-9847. And in the Kittaloo Municipal District is David Bennett, 087-383-4382.
Okay, so I'll read out those numbers again. Just make sure I've got this first one right in particular as well, Niamh. If people are in East Clare, they're looking for help, they're 085-865-9889. And then if you're looking to coordinate or get involved in one of these groups as well, depending on where you are, so Niamh, you cover East, well, you're involved in East Clare, but you're covering Ennis parts in North Clare, you're 087-06-11943. Mags Cotter is covering West Clare in particular, she's 087-108-9847, and David is covering the Killaloe Municipal District, so much of East Clare, 087-383-4382.
And the Shannon area.
And the Shannon area as well. But look, if you get onto the council, I suppose they can help you out with that one.
Absolutely.
With regards to the North Clare group, Councillor Garrahy's number is 086-821-9624. We'll put all those numbers up on our blog later on. Well done to you both for your efforts, and we'll continue to help you in any way we can going forward.
Thank you, Gavin.
Appreciate it. Take care. All the very best. Thank you very much. Councillor Joe Garrahy there, and Niamh Wiley. Back to the messages this morning that are coming into us, and there's lots of positivity that's coming through. A total stranger, says a person, offered to pay for my shopping in Super Value in Milton Malby yesterday, as I've forgotten it to bring my purse. I live in town, so was able to pay myself, but God bless her and reward her for her offer. This is John in Lisdoon Verna. Leo's well paid. It's easy for him to tell us to carry on. We've no income now and a bleak future. It just shows that when Dublin pubs are full, it destroyed rural areas with four or five customers, and it's all to do with rural destruction, says John in Lisdoon Verna. Now, there are other groups that are working on behalf of their communities as well. James Lafferty is on the line from the Clare branch of the Irish Red Cross. James, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm well, and thanks for joining us. Will you just give us a quick overview, and my time is tight, unfortunately, but give us a quick overview of what your group is doing at the minute?
Well, at the moment, we're working with Clare GA. And we're looking for the Clare GA clubs to come on board with us to cover all parts of County Clare, not alone the GA, sporting groups, community groups, anyone out there that can support the people of County Clare in
and
any way.
To cover the areas in what way? Doing what?
Shopping, getting medicine to people that need some food supplies, household goods, anything in any way. Because the Red Cross wouldn't have that many volunteers. We wouldn't be able to cover the whole county. So working with the GA, working with sporting groups, working with community groups, in any way, our main number, 086-832-3456, is the main number for the community transport. It's a popular number. People will be ringing that, and I will coordinate with the GA clubs to get anything that has to be done, done. And our own members will cover any parts of Ennis that has to be done. We will look after whatever we can.
And are you getting buy-in?
Yeah, we have five or six clubs already. I have sent the email out and texts out yesterday, so I'm expecting a big response. Remember, the GA have 51 clubs, and if you take in the soccer clubs, the rugby clubs, the voluntary groups, the people are doing massive work at the moment, and with the support of the Red Cross and everyone involved, and we all get our shoulder to the wheel, we will get through this.
And we've just heard these coordinator groups that are setting up. I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't have any issue in chipping in as part of those, if that's the direction this goes.
That's what it's about, is getting the message out there, whether it's through the Red Cross, and whatever we can do, we'd be only delighted to work with Joe. Joe texted me yesterday, but I didn't get a chance. I will ring him now after the programme, and I will talk to him, and I will get involved with the people in Shannon as well through Clare County Council. I will be talking to them today as well.
Very good. And that's, look, this is what we need, you know, if there's a small army of volunteers with the biggest of hearts and the warmest of hearts doing their bit, then it will only help people, as we've heard this morning.
It will be. Look, we will get through it because most of our community transport now has ceased because most of our drivers were elderly. And well, once elderly, over 60s, a lot of them, and they have to mind themselves, and it's not easy, and they have to protect themselves. And our community support teams, some of them are the same. They're lovely people. They're great people. But we have to look after them.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. And I actually have to mind myself as well. It's part of the show. But look, we just keep going. The good thing, I'm good at talking, so I will stay on the phone. I will keep coordinating. We'll keep the job done, and we will make sure every person in the community is looked after one way or the other. Now, I just want to mention a few things. The Red Cross, there is in parts of County Clare, there is individuals misrepresenting the Irish Red Cross, stating that they're doing testing and they're charging people for them.
Really?
Now, this has happened throughout County Clare, throughout Ireland, I think in Dundalk and other places. So I just want to say, under no circumstances are the Irish Red Cross doing coronavirus testing checks.
Has that happened in Clare?
No, I don't know. It's happened elsewhere in other parts of Ireland.
That's shocking.
Yep. And if the Irish Red Cross, the Irish Red Cross volunteers will be in the reds or blue uniforms, and they will carry ID cards.
That's important, yeah.
Yeah, that's important. If we do call to the door, but anything we'll be doing it through the Red Cross. I will contact the people involved and make sure we'll get it done properly, and we'll make sure there's nothing happening that shouldn't be happening. But people carrying on doing this is absolutely disgraceful.
Absolutely, indeed,
and like at the moment,
the goal of some people, there's no lengths to which they won't stoop.
It's amazing what they will do and what they won't do. But picking on vulnerable people in this at this time is absolutely disgraceful. But look, we're there to help, and that's where you come in, Gavin, and we can get the message out there. The Red Cross are there to support people. We have never charged people. We take voluntary donations. It's totally up to themselves. And on the other side of it, we're on standby in the Red Cross. We're going to work with the ambulance service. We'll be putting our ambulances on the road, hopefully, next week. We'll be working with the HSE doing dialysis runs.
Okay, but look, I need to wrap it up because I have more to get in, but the number that you gave us a while ago was 086-832-3456. James, the best of luck going forward, and do get in touch if we can help.
Thank you very much. You're very good.
No problem.
Anytime.
Thank you very
Take
much.
Care.
Bye-bye. James Lafferty there. Siobhan O'Driscoll's in Ubber in Newmarket. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, and thanks for joining us again on the programme. Now, I'm massively tight for time, but you can help me out because your Meals on Wheels service, I wanted to make sure we give you a chance to publicise this, you're expanding it.
Yeah, we're keeping our two normal routes from Newmarket and the Kirkcastle Quinn route, but we're extending now into Ennis, and we're hoping to do a delivery at 1 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock then we're hoping to do Shannon. So what I'll say is there is that anyone that wants to avail of our Meals a Week service in around the Ennis area and the Shannon area, the two new routes, to contact us on 061-368-030 or 086-785-1620. Okay. And we are also looking for volunteers as well.
So you want volunteers, but just as importantly, if not more importantly, you're looking for people who you can help. And anyone who can benefit from this, that you want them to get in touch.
Yeah, any elderly people that are cocooning now and with nobody calling to them, we want them to contact us in around the Ennis area and the Shannon area.
Will you give us the numbers once more, please, Siobhan?
Yeah, so Auber is 061-368-030 or 086-785-1620. And we're also looking for volunteers, maybe teachers or that, who have Garda vetting done.
Yes, because you need that at this time, but you're looking for, is it drivers for volunteer work?
Yeah, drivers and volunteers we have to send to. So that could give time to do those routes that don't have any other responsibilities or children to mind, who are Garda vetters, if they contact us as well, or send an email. We can't have people coming down to us to info@ubber.org. info@over.org.
What we're going to do is we're going to podcast this later on and put the numbers up on our website, because I know we've thrown a heap of information at people, but we think it can be of help, and that's what we're here to do. If people want to get in touch with yourselves, you're 061 368 030, and just finally, anyone who could benefit from the Meals on Wheels, you'd love for them to get in touch, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%, Kevin,
Siobhan, thanks for taking our call.
Okay,
all
thanks,
the very best,
Kevin.
Take care, bye. Siobhan O'Driscoll there in Newmarket and Fergus in Over, and well done to them. Kay, and the numbers that she gave us earlier on, some of them are personal, so I won't give them out, but the Shannon Parish office, if they can help you, are 061 343 243. And Catherine Early was in touch with the Wheelchair Association. They've changed the services slightly. They are going out to people, but they have a helpline as well, 065 684 450, and you can contact Catherine herself on 087 944 6375. She's kindly said that if anyone would like to contact her personally regarding services and support, they're welcome to do so. That's Catherine Early in the Wheelchair Association, 087 944 6375.